Cirrus is focused on the future of fuel. California CFIs will have to resort to a paid lobbyist. And Iridium becomes SpaceX's biggest customer. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, June 21st, 2010. On Friday, Teledyne Continental Motors President Rhett Ross was on the Aero News special feature explaining in depth his company's commitment to future-proofing its engine line with an eye toward the demise of leaded aviation gasoline. The occasion was a new option offered by Cirrus Aircraft for an all-continental turbocharged IO-550 in the Cirrus SR-22T. Now, in a posting on the Cirrus blog, Cirrus President Brent Wouter says in an open letter that his company shares the same priority. Quote, "The recent Environmental Protection Agency issuance of an advance notice of proposed rulemaking regarding lead formally initiates a regulatory decision-making process and has increased the awareness of this topic and its potential future impacts. We are aggressively focused to achieve the very best path ahead, and Cirrus will ensure that this path will keep your aircraft flying with the minimum possible transition and operating costs," unquote. He adds that plans include collaboration with industry efforts to find replacements for high-octane leaded avgas and to be sure owners at least have an engine upgrade path at reasonable cost. California flight instructors, blindsided recently by stiff new fees and regulations, are being offered help by the National Air Transportation Association. As of August 1st, even independent CFIs will be required to pay $5,000 to register with the state, $3,500 annually to renew, and to provide annual, independently audited financials. California's Bureau for Private Postsecondary and Vocational Education has been sympathetic to the protests of the instructors who'd be forced out of business, but has no power to change the law. Jim Brannan, president of Massey Flying Service in Fresno, says NATA is offering to contract with a lobbyist on behalf of California flight instructors and escrow payments to be dispersed by them as required, so an appeal can be taken directly to the state legislature. He says the lobbying effort will cost approximately $35,000 and won't guarantee success. But doing nothing, he says, quote, will have catastrophic consequences to our industry, unquote. You have to wonder if somebody's not already working on setting up flight schools across the state line in Carson City or Pahrump. After initially underwhelming some investment analysts, the Iridium satellite constellation has enjoyed strong growth of late. The company claims to be the only solution for mobile connectivity over every inch of the Earth's surface and is responding to its growth in demand with higher bandwidth on a next-generation constellation which will be deployed starting in 2015. The cost is projected at $2.9 billion, and about a half billion of that will go to SpaceX for launch services using the Falcon 9 rocket, which made a conspicuously successful debut June 4th. SpaceX notes that the $492 million contract, while being the largest single commercial launch deal ever signed, still sets a new benchmark in cost-effective satellite delivery to space. Iridium CEO Matt Desch commented, quote, "Clearly, SpaceX has established itself as a significant player in the launch industry, and we have great confidence that SpaceX will build on its recent success and continue to cement an impressive track record of successful spaceflight in advance of our mission," unquote. The Falcon 9 has the capacity to lift about 11 tons to orbit. Up next on ANN, Pistoli's confirmation will be fast-tracked. The Dreamliner passes 1,000 test hours, and a 787 endures an unscheduled lightning test. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Looks like third time could be the charm for President Obama and the TSA. The agency has been without a permanent leader for 17 months, and the first two Obama nominees withdrew their names during the confirmation process for closet skeletons they said would have been distracting. The current nominee to be Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and Administrator of TSA is John Pistole, Deputy Director of the FBI since 2004. The Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation unanimously referred his nomination to the Senate on Thursday, and Senator Joe Lieberman told Pistole the goal is to get him confirmed before the Senate's July 4th recess. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner flight test fleet passed 1,000 hours of testing on Thursday. The company estimates it's about 40% through the test conditions required for certification of the first version of the plane. Boeing VP and Dreamliner Chief Scott Fancher says of the milestone, quote, "More work remains, but we are seeing excellent progress in flight test. Even more important than the hours we've logged are the test conditions we've completed. The team is being very efficient in getting the data we need," unquote. Boeing's current prediction is for certification and first delivery to both happen before the end of the calendar year. It certainly wasn't planned by Boeing, and the FAA no doubt would have wanted a word with management if it was, but a Dreamliner test aircraft appears to have taken a lightning hit in stride last month. The strike happened during a thunderstorm near Boeing Field. Bloomberg News reports that 787 program head Scott Fancher said the fuselage, wings, and systems all appeared to be undamaged. There were some reasonable questions about how an all-composite airliner would handle such an event, and Boeing had scheduled ground testing that involved simulated lightning hits. While not planned, Chief Project Engineer Mike Delaney noted last year that lightning strikes during test flights are reassuring to the public and expected. Quote, "My personal wish is that these test airplanes get struck a lot," unquote. Still ahead, NAFI is splitting from EAA. AirVenture will celebrate the B-17's diamond anniversary. And Southwest stops a shipment that was headed out of Arkansas. You're listening to AeroNews.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, June 21st. I'm Paul Platt. The National Association of Flight Instructors and the Experimental Aircraft Association say they're ending their formal affiliation. NAFI will reportedly become fully independent no later than March 1st of 2011, and the transition will start immediately. Since 1995, the two organizations have shared administrative functions, office space, and other resources. Ken Hoffman, NAFI chairman, says of the relationship, quote, "We truly appreciate all that EAA has done for NAFI and pledge to work hard to work with EAA to serve our mutual interests, which are many. The focus of NAFI will be to continue to work for the benefit of the professional flight instructor and other teachers of flight," unquote. Both organizations say additional information regarding the transition will be released in the near future. The DC-3s and C-47s are in the spotlight at EAA AirVenture this summer for their 75th anniversary. But there's another 75th being celebrated. At least four of the remaining airworthy B-17 Flying Fortresses will also be on hand at Oshkosh to commemorate the legendary World War II bomber's diamond anniversary. Only about a dozen remain airworthy anywhere in the world, including EAA's aluminum overcast. Confirmed so far to join it at AirVenture for the week-long salute to veterans are Texas Raiders, Thunderbird, and Yankee Lady. The exact anniversary date of the B-17's first flight is July 28th. EAA says numerous events throughout the week will celebrate the B-17's legacy. Find details on when each of the B-17s confirmed so far is scheduled to arrive in the text version of this story, dated June 18th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, a box containing what was loosely described as four embalmed heads and about 40 other partial skulls was found on board a Southwest Airlines airliner destined for a Fort Worth medical research company earlier this month. A Southwest spokesman said it wasn't labeled or packaged properly, and when employees checked the contents, they called local authorities. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas, handed the package over to the county coroner, who raised questions about their origin and whether they were properly obtained. KXAS-TV in Dallas reports the supplier was identified as JLS Consulting of Wynn, Arkansas. The company's business license was revoked in December, according to the Arkansas Secretary of State. And officials say they're working to be sure the shipment isn't part of a black market of human body parts. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains how getting into a banked turn has the same effect on stall speed as flying overweight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.